Hello there. This is Granville from the Elim Church, Sunderland, with your morning devotion. I got to thinking the other day about the things that people say when they're in prayer, and they're passionate about prayer and talking to God, and particularly in the setting where there's audible prayer at church. I remember a dear man, a miner, Sam, who'd had a wonderful conversion, had become a Christian in the most difficult of circumstances, and was overjoyed at his Christian experience. And Sam would pray things like, "Lord, I'm so happy this morning that I could kick a tin down the road." Or he'd say something like, "Lord, my basket is full of eggs and not one of them is broken." Or he would say, "Lord, I've come to the filling station this morning." Sam was passionate and genuine. And one of the touching things about Sam was you could go to where Sam had been sitting and kneeling at a prayer meeting, and on the floor would be a wet patch where Sam had wept in prayer. That was Sam. I remember another lady who prayed something like this. She said, "Lord, there's an ocean to swim in. Please forgive me that I'm playing with pebbles on the beach." And I thought, wow, playing with pebbles on the beach when there's an ocean to swim in. Then I was reminded about the story in the prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 47, where the prophet is given a vision. He's taken to a river and he's told to step into the river. So he steps into the river and there's water up to his ankles. He goes a bit further, it's up to his knees. He goes in a bit further, and it's a river. It's a vast amount of water, and it's water to swim in. And the amazing thing about this river that was wherever it went, wherever it touched, it brought forth life. All the way along the riverbank, there was life. There was an abundance of fish. There was an abundance of greenery as the river of God, this ocean of God, flowed. And the prophet swam in it. What about you and I this morning? There's a wideness in God's mercy, like the ever-flowing sea. Do you know, there's waters for us to swim in of his love and of his grace and of his mercy. At the cross of Calvary, God opened for us the fountains of grace and of love. And the amazing thing about this river of life, when we become Christians, it's not only, like the old hymn writer says, underneath us, all around us is the current of your love. The Lord Jesus says that out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. We swim in the waters, we give the waters, we give the waters away so that others might swim and experience the goodness of God. Are you paddling? Am I paddling? Are we just playing with pebbles on the beach when there's an ocean to swim in? Oh, come and see. Come and taste that the Lord is good. Come and swim in the abundant goodness of his grace and his mercy. There are waters to swim in, my friend. Waters of God's grace and of God's love. Are you playing with pebbles on the beach? Are you paddling? Are you failing to go any deeper? Come to the waters. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. God bless you.